And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Today's show, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here for the next hour playing some mantra-based music, kirtan, chanting, also some interviews today as well. Sensing some technical difficulties today, but we're gonna try and iron them out. So we're gonna kick things off with a track by it's actually a remix of Deva Premal's Hari Om Shiva Om, as done by the very well known DJ Shabi Sabah, who has been kind of a visionary, I guess, in terms of bringing world music to the dance floor in the past 20, 30 years. And after that, we're going to hear some new stuff from Earthrise Sound System. And I'll be back in a little while just to explain a little bit about what these mantras are. The chant you're going to hear in the first one, Hari Om Shiva Om, and the track after, Govindam Adi Purusham Tam Maham Bhajami. These are both Sanskrit mantras, and we'll chat a little bit about what they mean when we come back. But until then, enjoy the music, enjoy the chants. You can give us a call if you'd like, 604-822-2487 within the next while. Here's Shabi Sabah remixing David Premal. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The journey is mystical, beyond the physical, pulling wisdom through third eye visuals to see beyond the temple of the mind is still. The mind is still. The mind is still. The mind is still, I am not that, neither the body, so watch the illusions get chopped up. Just like karate, absorb the nadis and transfer the attention, ascension from the lower energy fields. Love is the meal, the only thing real, in shades of it, we made of it, the rays of it display something amazing when you can only feel its presence. So feel this realness, the mystery of wealth revealed when we begin again as children, witnessing innocence and divine resemblance. Omnipresent resident of the heart center is the super soul, transferring messages. Answer to the question when it manifests in presence is the passage, is the figment of your imagination. And so is the future.
Of the divine kemosabe, design thick, layer like a topic, a lot more than you're taking in your optics. You'll pop this, drop it down in octave, have your pilot parachuting out the cockpit. No stoppage, heavy with the flow, from the head to the toe, keep it steady with the roll. No levy ever hold the soul, we just break through, make moves, stay tuned to day two.
We're back. That was Earthrays Sound System from the album Remixes of Songs 2 with a track entitled Metaphysical Fitness, which features Shrikal and Luminardi. And rumor has it that Shrikal is going to be in Vancouver later this year doing a couple of live shows and also being part of a festival here in Vancouver. There will be more information about that over the next month or so. Before that, we heard from, I should mention, Govindam Adipurusham Tammaham Bhajami. Adipurusham, these are Sanskrit words. Adipurusham means the original person or Purusha. Tamaham Bhajami, Bhajam, is similar to, it's the same as Bhakti, with at least the first syllable. We're talking about process of offering in devotion. Bhajami is that. And Govindam, another name for Krishna. Govindam means the one who gives pleasure to the senses and to the land. Pleasure in general, actually, you could look at it that way. The original source, and therefore the original source of pleasure. And before that, we heard from Deva Premal being remixed by the legendary Shebi Sabah with Hari Om Shiva Om. Interesting how Hari is often equated to Vishnu. The word Vishnu, Vishnu of course being a personality, but also also meaning all-pervading. Hari can be understood as the one who takes away karma and reactions, one who takes away ultimately material existence. Shiva can mean auspicious or auspicious one, also of course Shiva as in the personality Shiva. And Om, just a general address for the supreme, synonymous with source, sometimes referred to in the Vedas as being the syllable within which everything else is contained, the primordial sound. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements right now, and then we're going to get back into the music. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Oh, you want that money?
CITR.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Where's the money?
CITR.
Where's the f***ing money?
CITR.
The 2013 CITR Fund Drive is from February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 bills to help get new soundboards in all three of our studios. This means we need help from listeners just like you. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca and help support the station you love.
Yes, next week, actually the next two shows are going to be part of CITR's Fun Drive. It's going to be going on for a whole week, and Mantra, it starts on Thursday, ends on Thursday, so we're going to have two Fun Drive Mantra episodes. And basically for raising funds for CITR, which is a, in many ways, a listener-funded station. And that also gives us the freedom to be able to play a wide variety of sounds that you won't hear on commercial radio. So Fundrive is definitely something worth supporting if you are a fan of free expression and free speech and music that you may not hear in other places, in conventional places. Moving on, first track of the next set, I was thinking we're going to start with Prem Joshua and Hele Mele. And then we're going to move into an interview that I did last week or a couple of weeks ago with a Buddhist monk here in Vancouver. And we're going to hear a few commonly chanted pieces that you're likely to hear in a Buddhist temple if you were to visit or take part in a regular daily activity. Would be part of the regular practice for Buddhist. And what else? We're going to hear some new stuff from David Newman Remix by Krishna Venkatesh, and also some stuff from Steve Gold perhaps later on. We'll see what we can squeeze in. And some chants by Mother Medicine, which is a really interesting collection of women who put together a CD a couple of years ago dedicated to Ma Durga and also to the feminine divine and empowering women and things within that range of consciousness and thought. So we'll see what we can squeeze in. We're going to start stuff off with Prem Joshua, born in Germany, I believe, and then traveling in his teens to India and meeting a wide variety of musicians and also meeting a wide variety of spiritual teachers. And then after that, releasing something like 14 albums of music, sacred music. This track, Hele Mele, is from the release entitled Luminous Secrets. We'll be back in a while just to recap on what we've played. Listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Swaha Ganga Mam Pavaya Ganga Mam Pavaya Pavaya Swaha Om. Oh,
pavaya langai mam pavaya pavaya swaha
name is Prapichit Kanti Chayo. My nickname Prayo. Oh, when I chanting, that is a Pali word, Pali language. It's a own language. Look like Latin. Latin language in Europe. But I when the monk, because I am a monk in Buddhist. So Buddhism they must to chant Pali language.
What is the name of the prayer that you were chanting, and could you explain a little bit about the meaning?
And they say Namo Tassa is a you know, like we you know, like respect the Buddha, you know, the path of Buddha, that what we could follow up, you know, like to pray, that we have to begin with Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa is Bali, right? So then it translates in Thai, when all the English the same thing, we respect, you know, think of the Buddha, yeah.
So the prayer is just it's offering respects to Buddha?
Yes.
Mo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa tassa mo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa.
When I 13, I from the boy become the monk. Become a monk. Yeah, become a novice. Become a novice, and after that, is a monk. ทำบุญให้ทานก็คือการให้การให้ forgive.
Sorry, if he talk longer, probably I can translate. Because, you know, like a lot of people, Thai people, you know, they offer food for the monks. It means that practice to give, you know, like people who very sticky, you know, like try to practice them to be kinder. He try to explain that, you know, like people who, you know, it very sticky and I mean very cheap, don't want to you know, like give to someone else. That the way you know, like you came to temple today, that means you you know, can offer something for the monk that then package your sheep to give to someone else. And also what you, I can't explain one word because I didn't know what to translate. What you have inside, your kindness or your, you know, you have the both the bad side and dark side. I mean, because you try to bring that up, you know, the practice wash it out, like a dark side, you know, like, and like, you know, like the monk have many rules to follow the rule at the temple, but for us, we have only five rules to follow. I mean, you know, like to be good, right? Like don't steal anything from anyone else, and you got to, you know, like promise your wife got to be, you know, like no mystery, something like that. And you won't kill anything, like even animal, you know, like, you don't go with the drug or alcohol or anything, and also you don't tell the lie. That's for us, like, that's why we, if we live in that path, we're going to be keep more and peaceful and transform to meditation or something, you know.
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The last thing that we heard was a short interview with Pra Pichit Kunti Chayal, a Thai monk here in Vancouver that I got a chance to chat with briefly a week or so ago. He was explaining, and we heard three different sets of chanting in that piece, beginning with Vandana, or offering homage to the Buddha, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arhato Samma Sambuddhassa. All of these things are chanted three times, offering homage to Buddha, the Blessed One, the Exalted One, and the Fully Enlightened One. And we heard what's known as Ti Sharana, or the three refuges. Begin with Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. So Buddham is the Buddha offering, taking shelter, taking refuge of the Buddha, of Dhammam or Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha, and of Sangha, which is community, the community of other practitioners. So those three things. And then closing with Panchashila, Pancha meaning five, and the five precepts, which we heard the lady that was translating for the monk as part of the interview. We heard her talking, explaining that And that's beginning with Panatipata Vedamani Sikapadam Samadhyami, and then five more. So Panatipata Adinadana Kamesu Michachara. I'm sure that I don't speak Pali, so I'm kind of relying a little bit on my Sanskrit pronunciation, which is, could be quite off. But it's basically explaining observing precepts such as abstaining from no harm to living beings, which is like ahimsa, non-violence, no stealing or taking things which are not given, being pure in your sexuality, and abstaining from false speech, in other words, to not lie or to maintain the concept of truthfulness and authenticity, and to abstain from liquor or substances or practices which cause heedlessness or intoxication, or inability to be present and to experience what is coming forth in that moment in a pure way. So these are the five precepts which are practiced in what is known as Theravada, the Theravada Buddhist tradition, which is by a lot of people commonly accepted as being the oldest school of Buddhism. So moving on, we heard from before that Tichung from the Dalai Lama Renaissance CD with Lasang, and this is something which is connected to the Shambhalar festival ceremony. It's a smoke offering of purification. And prior to that, we heard from Prem Joshua, but I'm thinking that we heard something in between that. I'm not remembering. Maybe we did actually just hear from Prem Joshua before that with Hile Mile. And that was actually, I meant to explain that before we played it, exactly what that is. Oh yeah, no, I am remembering. We heard from Mother Medicine as well, which is a project which is being put together to help some women in Kolkata in India that are in a kind of an oppressed situation. The idea that this project is taking yoga practice to these women and empowering them to completely reinvent their lives. So the project's called Mother Medicine, and the release is also called, it's also of the same name. And the track we play was Om Mata, which is contains the chants Om Kali, Om Mother. Om Mata, Om Kali, Durga Devi, Namo Namaha, Shakti Kundalini. And then the actual traditional mantra for that is Jagate Mata, but I think that they're chanting something different in that one, which I couldn't quite make out. But offering to Kali, or to the Divine Mother, to Goddess Durga. And then prior to that, we heard from Prem Joshua, starting things off with a track entitled Hile Mile from Luminous Secrets. And that's actually a prayer to a not so well known prayer to Mother Ganga, or to the Ganges River. Om Hile Mile Gange Mam Pavaya, Gange Mam Pavaya Swaha. And the Ganges, of course, considered to be a very sacred river by not just people that live in India, but followers of the Vedic culture all over the world. And that brings us to me playing a couple of public service announcements, and then capping off the show with, well, we'll see what we have time for. Currently listening to Ott from, I forget from which release, I think his most recent one, for the track A Nice Little Place. Ott will be in town this weekend. He's doing a show at the Rickshaw on Saturday night, so if you want to get your dance on, he's going to be playing with a live band, The All Seeing Eye, and promises to be lots of fun. That's this Saturday. On Friday night, that would be tomorrow night, in Vancouver, there will be Give Peace a Chant Kirtan Gathering, and that starts at 8 p.m. at Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus on Saturday night. Before Ott, if you want to get your chant on Saturday, you can do so too by going to Enchant at Unity Yoga. That's 10th, East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. The corner of East 10th and Commercial, pretty much. That starts at 6 p.m. It's called Enchant, and is by donation. And that's about all the announcements I have right now. We're going to play a couple of CITR PSAs, and then we'll be back with some more music. You're listening to Mantra on CITR in Vancouver.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Faith Nolan is an award-winning singer-songwriter, film producer, and ardent advocate for social justice. Her music and politics are one and the same, both firmly entrenched in her experiences as a queer woman of African, Mi'kmaq, and Irish heritage, raised in the working-class neighborhood of Regent Park, Toronto. Over the course of her career as a musician, she has recorded 14 albums, the most recent of which, Hang On Cupe, was released in 2009. For more information about the Queering Black History 2011 recipient, Faith Nolan, go to her website at www.faithnolan.org. And now, a selection from Faith's music, a track titled, Where Can I Run?
Where can I run? Where can I hide? You stole my body, now you're torturing my mind. You come in the night when my eyes close. Scream and run for my life, you're the nightmare.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Last track today is a bit of a toss-up, actually, as to what was going to happen. I think that we're going to play a track by Steve Gold from his release Let Your Heart Be Known, and a track entitled Stoned on Shiva. Basically, he's going to get stoned on the mantra Om Namo Shivaya. And connecting with Shiva in that way, experiencing a superior high through the mantra and through sound vibration. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back next Thursday for a special Fun Drive installment of Mantra Radio. Please tune in for that and pledge your support for CITR, and helps keep shows like Mantra on the air. It's kind of expensive running a radio station, and yeah, there's a lot of overhead, a lot of expenses. So also some special music next week as part of the fundraiser special, and maybe some guests as well. We'll see how it goes. If you would like to check out previous shows, go to mantraradio.co, and you can listen to pretty much everything that's happened in the past year or 2 years or whatever it's been of Mantra Radio. I think it's about a year and a half now. Also, you can send feedback through the website. And maybe we'll see you, if you're local, if you're in Vancouver, maybe we'll see you out and about this weekend at the various kirtan and dance gatherings that are going to be happening. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Namaste. Oh,
You are tuned in to the Green College Lecture Series, broadcast on CITR